I thought this was pretty cool. CU Buffs, hey, it's a Deion Sanders alert, by the way. Primetime alert. He went to visit Peggy, I think it's Peggy, one of the Buffs twins. They had the two diehard fans back in the day, and they were twins and just awesome and big time supporters of Colorado through all their years. And of course, one of the Peggy's sister passed away. Was it last year or year before that? She passed away, and Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, went to go visit her. And again, it's all on camera, and it's adorable, and it's all that stuff. But he didn't have to do that. He could have just kept doing, sit down, shut up, prime time. But he took the time to go out there. Or do you look at it? I can tell.
No, I mean, if everything else hadn't been recorded and this was just like a fun little, oh, look what Deion did, that would be different. But
so
it's like, oh, it's another
part,
Deion video.
You don't
it's
buy
a great
it.
Video. I watched it. It's great. It's cool they get to do that and experience that. And he's connecting with the fan base, which you like to see.
Did you hear what she said to him?
Well, that he was good looking.
Yeah.
Like, do I call you Coach Prime or how about good looking?
How about good looking? I love her, man. She's like showing him the pictures and she's like, you can have this one if you want it. And he's like, okay. Just adorable. Awesome, though. Even if the PR team and his crew got together and said, that'd be good for the movie we're making.
Yep.
Still good. You're showing her some respect, and you go out. You're taking the time to go out there. It's not like he's making any more money. Unless Peggy's loaded. She rich? It's a nice house. Wasn't the biggest house in the world. I'm just saying, if she had a big donor.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Is it weird that he can wear a hat, but nobody else can?
Did he wear a hat indoors? Was he in?
I think he was wearing a hat.
Well, now we gotta know.
Every video I see, he has
a stocking cap on. Indoors,
it's bad luck.
I don't know. Cordell Stewart had a hat on when he was doing his hype video. Mm-hmm. Now you're too young to know about Cordell Stewart, right?
Yes.
Slash, Steelers quarterback. Go look up highlights, dude. He made like he was such a fun quarterback to watch play. Running quarterback. CU Buffs. I feel like we forget about Cordell Stewart for some reason. He was one of my favorite players back in the day. And he's doing this big hype video. Listen, it's still fun. I don't care. I know Rams fans that I got a lot of Rams listeners and I love you guys, but it's fun. This is fun.
Yeah, this guy was playing before I was born, Brady.
When did he retire?
He retired in...
Because he went to the Bears.
He retired in 2004 with the Ravens.
Did he play for the... Am I dreaming this? Did he play for the Bears for a stint?
Yep.
Okay.
He was with the Steelers in 95, with the Bears in 2003, and then retired with the Ravens in 2004.
So he was there with Bill Cowher and stuff in the 90s. Just 2004, huh? Loved Cordell Stewart.
Nicknamed Slash.
Slash.
That's cool.
Yeah. He was good, dude. He was a really fun player to watch. I think he kind of, there was other running quarterbacks before him, but he kind of helped cement that that's a thing in the NFL. I don't know. I feel like we've kind of talked negatively about primetime this week, and I like primetime. I do. I'm all in on this thing. It's fun.
It's entertaining.
I was all in on the Ed McCaffrey thing. I had my reservations and concerns, but it's something to talk about. Ed Lamb, it's giving us something to talk about.
Putting a pretty solid recruiting class together.
I think so.
I think six or seven Colorado commits already.
Hey, I
heard have some recruits up this weekend.
I was talking to somebody that, UNC is really going to try to focus on the Colorado kids that CU overlooks and CSU overlooks. Good.
I like it.
That's what you should be doing.
I think these kids are from Longmont, a couple of Denver kids, an Aurora kid.
Yeah.
So they're getting out there. I like it.
I do too. I'm really excited about it. Got a splinter in my finger. It really hurts.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
I don't have wood in this building.
Is there a piece of it sticking out here? I don't know. Something went into my finger.
They're doing a bunch of maintenance during the show. It's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of people back there off and on throughout the show.
They opened this door behind me, which I didn't know there was anything in there.
You didn't know there was anything in that
I
door?
I thought it was a door to the office that's right behind me, but it's just a closet. Tanner said, do you not open the door? I said, I didn't know there was anything in there. I'm not going to open a door if I don't know what's behind it.
Tanner just assumed you would just open it up to look in there?
Yeah, I mean, he sees me for 4 hours. I don't move from the chair.
Oh, yeah, a little storage closet back there. There's banners and
speakers.
It's
got like a passcode on it, so I'm like, it's probably locked for a reason.
Yeah, I think there's some valuable stuff in there.
Curious producers don't go snooping around.
There's locks on every door here.
Except the bathrooms.
We can't, just to open up the curtain here, pull back the curtain, KFK's front door, is that not the most complicated door in the history of
doorknobs? I don't
think
I've opened that door in the last 2 weeks.
I did open it yesterday. I finally came into the front, through the front door, and I opened it, took me forever, and I looked at Clark and I said, it's going to be a great day. I got in today. Because normally I have to go all the way back and park in the back. And
do it at 5 in the morning when it's 2 degrees outside.
Well, there's something with that lock. The colder it gets, the more impossible it becomes to open.
It's also the most, like, just annoying little handle.
It's a tiny, tiny thing.
And you have to spin it, like, 7 times to get it to lock. And then the magnet will pull the lock out of the door.
So bad. It is the worst door ever. Poor Coach Bruce Dick. I don't think he's ever gotten in by himself. He has a code and everything. He's part of the staff.
I don't know how Brian gets here in the morning. He gets here way earlier than I do.
Does somebody just start a generator out there now? What is going on?
Oh, it's 1 o'clock. Brady's not doing a show.
This seems like the best time to do that. Let's get a lawnmower fired up in January and just run it through the hallway and see what happens.
You got to cut the grass in there.
Yeah.
David says, is it loud?
I just heard the generator, and then the door shuts, and I'm like, what is happening out there? You know what is a great time? We're just, listen
is
to that.
Is it loud?
Did you hear it? And then he just opens the door. Is that loud?
These walls are only like an inch thick.
Dude, I can hear no matter what. I'm just opening it up to you guys. I want you guys to see how we live around here. I always know exactly who's out in our little green room back there, especially when it's the voice of Preps Radio, Clark Johnson. Clark walks back, and I love you, Clark, but no matter what, Clark will go back into that green room, and he'll just, as like normal level, hey, guys, what are you doing? And they're like, shush, and then you can hear the shushes behind you. I love it, man.
Well, Friday, too. It's perfect.
It always sucked for me when I was an intern, and I started working around here. You start doing odd jobs. You learn the board a little bit. You learn sales. You do everything. So I'm sitting in here with whoever the producer was at the time of the show, and he's like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom and get some coffee, all that stuff. Can you babysit the board? So I'm sitting there, and I'm, you know, I don't know these people yet. I'm scared. The guy that's hosting the show, he hears people talking behind him in the green room, looks at me, points at me, puts his index finger up to his mouth, like, tell them to shut the blank up. And I'm like, I have to go do that? So I open the door. And I'm like, can you guys be quiet? And they just glared at me. I'm like, oh, no. Dixon says, just got back from lunch. Did you make your picks yet? Picks are coming, man.
What'd you have for lunch, Dixon?
Yeah, what's for lunch today, Dixon? We always ask Lonster what's for lunch. Dixon, what are you having today, buddy?
We'll just play this until you respond.
Yeah, just what are you having? You got to let us know.
You didn't bring us any?
Lonnie lets us know. I would like to know what everybody had for lunch today, because I'm hungry. I could go eat right now. I could go for some food. Absolutely. somebody said, I'm in my office. I can't hear the noise over the radio. I don't know what to tell you. It's loud here. It's distracting. You say, Chris, silver or paper cut means load management next week. Yes. Probably so.
You get a paper cut on your finger, you can't shoot.
You can't shoot. It's going to mess with your shooting. Well, now I want to know what Dixon had for lunch. No, picks are coming. Just wait for it. How stupid do I look picking the Chiefs to finish last in the AFC West?
Is that what you did?
I did.
Yikes. I think I picked them to win it.
Oh, you did?
I think so.
To win the West?
Mm-hmm.
I did pick the Jags to win their division. We did our division picks with Clark. Although, has anybody seen anything from that?
Yeah, where's that, that pool of money?
I got to be honest. I don't even know if I
there's
paid
a pool
to
of
in.
Money out there somewhere that Clark's just holding on to.
Clark, that's a brand new coat, man. Where'd you get that? Burlington Coat Factory? Dang. Dixon, mashed potatoes and a salad.
Okay.
Wait, just mashed potatoes and a salad? Oh, fried chicken. Ooh. In Holyoke with my son because we ref tonight. Oh, say hello to Holyoke while you're out there. Not the town of Holyoke, but actually Holyoke. I'm guessing that's how he got his name, right?
I think so.
We're not that creative, so if you say, hey, I'm from Holyoke, your name will be Holyoke. Dixon, that I think is your last name, so that will be your nickname, is your last name. In Holyoke with my son, because we ref tonight, fried chicken at Thompson's? Is that a little, I'm guessing that's like a little cafe in Holyoke.
Better at somebody's house.
Maybe. You know those little small town diners? Little cafe?
I don't.
Cafe? The best. The best food you're going to find. I just love those little places. Kickin' Bone, is that code for the Friday lunch buffet at the Clown's Den? I don't think it's the Clown's. I think it's just the Den now.
The Clown's there?
No, it used to be the Clown's Den.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I just know that because I saw it on a report somewhere. First Advantage. Just saw it on a report. Ah, they're changing the name of this place I've never heard of before. That's weird. Okay, Swami, I haven't eaten anything yet. Well, you can go do it. You could go do it now, anytime you want. I'm starving, though.
Is there a place in Greeley that you would recommend?
Today? Well, obviously Cables, number one. But, it just, you know, Cables has specials and all that stuff every single day. Dixon says they could use a den out here in...
BFE. I can't say it on the air.
No! No! Oh, boy. This show sometimes just gets... He's just waiting for the picks. Do you have your picks ready?
I have one of them.
I've got them ready.
Because I'm going to go first on one, and then you're going to go...
I guess.
That way we can't just pick against each other.
I wanted to just pick against you, but... I've already made my picks.
That puts pressure on me because you're going to go opposite.
I have made my picks, though. I'll be curious to see which way you go on this.
My leanings have changed throughout the week.
Are you rooting? Rooting and picking is different.
Yes.
Are you rooting for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl?
I'm rooting for specifically Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith and Landon Dickerson.
Just because they're from Auburn?
Yeah.
Them's fighting words where you come from. I like rooting for players. There's times I like rooting for players, for sure. This one? Well, we keep talking about 49ers, and is this finally going to be the year or the week that Brock Purdy comes back down to earth? We keep saying it, and it just hasn't really happened yet.
It'll be interesting. So since he has gotten the starting job, this will be his third road game. The previous two were at Seattle and at Las Vegas. So now you're going into the Link in a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. And listen, both teams were in the tops in a lot of different categories. The Eagles' offense was third overall, fifth rushing, ninth in passing, third in scoring, all top 10. And then their defense, about the same. They were overall the second best defense. And the rush, yeah, they weren't as good against the run. So if I'm 49, they were about middle of the pack there running the football. Scoring eighth, didn't allow a lot of points this year. As for the 49ers, they're fifth running the ball offensively. They're eighth passing the ball, sixth in scoring. And then you look at the defensive side, very similar type stats. So this matchup is setting up to be absolutely awesome. But and I'm with you. I'm liking Jalen Hurts definitely. I find myself rooting for him more than I do Brock Purdy. I'm just not really into the story. Is it weird? I'm not really into it.
I'm not into it either.
It's Mr. Irrelevant, and I get it, and it's like...
It's getting played out
a little too much. That one's a little too played out.
At what point do you say, okay, he's not a rookie anymore?
Right. I mean, it's still fascinating, though. He's a rookie and gotten this far. It's fascinating, but I just feel like it's a means to an end. Like, it's just this. I still can't believe that this is the Niners' long-term plan. But if you win this weekend, then why wouldn't it be? I just feel like it's not sustainable. Something had to go wrong in college and everything, but for nobody to pick him until the last pick, maybe we start to see that show up on the over the weekend.
It's starting a debate about how we evaluate quarterbacks.
It absolutely is.
Because Zach Wilson can throw 60-yard bombs in shorts and then fall apart when he plays a game. Brock Purdy had a pretty solid college career at Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
So... But it's a Big Ten school that's not really up there a lot, so you're not going to get tons of exposure. But he's a pretty solid quarterback.
Yeah, he really is. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Woody Page tweeted out 19 minutes ago, as the Denver Gazette reported exclusively, 2 days ago, two highly placed NFL sources said DeMeco Ryans is the Broncos' leading candidate, and they will have... to beat the Texans. Zach Stevens retweeting that, saying, of course, Woody indicating the Broncos will wait until next week to hire a coach, with DeMeco Ryans being their top guy. Here we go. DeMeco Ryans, it's probably going to be, guys. Get ready. 22 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. Don't worry, the picks are coming. Picks always come on Fridays for football near the end of the show. That's just the way it is. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Six minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad we found out what Dixon was having for lunch. That's fantastic. He said Tanner's officially joined the Chiefs' kingdom, so you might as well. You might as well join. Now, I'm not joining. If I make the Chiefs my pick, which I do not know, because I keep going against the Bengals, and it bites me in the butt all the time. So I'm not sure if I'm in Chiefs' kingdom just yet. And this whole thing with Mahomes, too, like, the spread keeps moving around because we don't know if Mahomes is healthy or not. It's going to have to be, he's probably going to stay in that pocket, don't you think? I don't see him scrambling a lot to make things happen. But maybe he heals up quicker. Maybe he heals up faster than Tua's head, Angel. Sorry, I had to.
It's fine.
But he can't play in the flag football game.
Oh, good Lord. You mean I can't run around on a bunch of plastic inflatables and play flag football?
Well, what if they pull the flag off and you slip on your own flag and you fall down and hit your head? You cannot have that.
The NFL is saying no.
No.
No football anymore.
Bengals-Chiefs. How are we feeling about that matchup? Before injury, did it feel like the Chiefs could run away with this thing or what? The Bengals have just quietly went about their business this year. And I say quietly, maybe not, but it just doesn't seem like everybody's been all in on the Bengals, including me. But all they've done all year is be a top 10 offense for the most part. Be a top 10 defense, save for against the pass, but overall, pretty good defense. Probably top 15, but they're really good against the run.
It feels like, even though the Bengals were kind of slighted all year and that it was a fluke and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think so.
That has completely changed.
Yeah, it has.
Everybody is on the Bengals now. Whether it's Mahomes' injury or whatever reason, nobody thinks the Chiefs can win this game. Not that it's going to be a blowout, because I don't think it is, but Nobody really thinks that, like, everyone is saying Bengals are going back to the Super Bowl. It's done.
Because Burrow owns the Chiefs matchup. He's 3-0 or whatever against Kansas City. It's
when that is the focus of the game, about a streak or a winning streak, that streak is going to end. It happens so many times in sport. Oh, this team is 10-0 in their last 12 matchups. Oh, and then they lose. And it's, oh, we're shocked. If the Bengals lose, the world's not going to be like, oh, it's going to be back to the Chiefs. Because it fluctuates in terms of favoritism.
Oh, yeah.
No. Everyone's on the Bengals right now. If they lose, it's going to be, oh, we're all in love with Mahomes. And he's the greatest thing ever. And Chris Collinsworth will probably marry him or something. And they'll be happy ever after.
I sense a little.
Tony Romo will go back to Josh Allen.
There it is.
He's trying to get with Joe Burrow right now.
Yes.
That's not going to work, so he's going to go back to Allen.
Tony Romo does love him some Josh Allen.
He loves all of Josh Allen.
He really, and Chris Collinsworth always used to love him some Tom Brady and Brett Favre. Or no, was it John Madden that loved Brett Favre?
Yeah.
Collinsworth loved Tom Brady, and Tony Romo loves Josh Allen. Phil Simms loved anybody going against the Broncos, any quarterback going against the Broncos. And Al Michaels has no love for it at all anymore. So
he is a shell of himself.
I love Al Michaels, but that last game was a little weird. And here we go. There it is. The kick is good. Appears to be a flag, but who the hell cares?
Chris,
it's over.
You're not, Chris. Sorry.
This Chiefs team, though, I thought they'd take a big step back this year without Tyreek Hill. I really did. And all they've done this year, they're the number one offense in the NFL. Number one passing offense. Number one scoring offense. I thought they would take a few steps back, and it just didn't happen. They got better. Mahomes spreading it out even more. I was way off on this team. I thought, man, you're losing Tyreek Hill. This is going to be a big, big loss. I thought that they'd fall back. It's way off. Well, I was way off on the freaking Chiefs this year.
I don't know how I know this narrative is out of hand.
Which one? About the
Bengals and their streak and whatever?
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati mayor said officials asked Joe Burrow to take a paternity test to confirm that he is Mahomes' father.
Ah!
Come on, people.
Jeez. Burrowhead Stadium.
Now I want them to lose.
You're rooting against the Bengals.
Absolutely.
And you're rooting for four players on the Eagles. I'll tell you, this week we'll see, but man, can the Bengals guard Travis Kelce? Can they do anything? 14 receptions, he was targeted 17 times. He had 98 yards and 2 touchdowns last week. Can you shut that down? Can you slow that down at all? Travis Kelce, is he going to go? I mean, if he keeps this going, he's going to go down as the best tight end ever do it, right?
He's
passing up all these guys. He had a monster year this year. 110 receptions, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns. What was Shannon Sharpe's best year? And Tony Gonzalez?
Tony was nowhere near that.
They didn't have numbers like this, did they? What was Shannon Sharpe's best year? Just see if you can find his stats. This is crazy to me. This is stuff that we thought was great for receivers. And now Kelce's doing it. He's putting up the receiver numbers like a tight end. 110 receptions for 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns. He averaged 80 yards a game. And then he only fumbled once. Like, the guy is just, ugh. Can you slow him down? That will be the quest for Cincinnati. Pretty good defense, too. But it's in Arrowhead. How much does that really change things? Cincinnati's defense, though, I mean, 16th overall, but really good against the rush. And the Chiefs, that's not their strong suit. So it's the pass that hurts them. Can Kansas City capitalize on the fairly weak pass defense of the Bengals?
So Shannon Sharpe's best year looks like it was 1996.
Mm.
He had 117 targets, or Yeah, 117 targets, 80 catches,
yeah,
1,062 yards, 10 touchdowns, and was named the AP Offensive Player of the Year.
Did he get a lot of those type of years? I mean, 80 receptions for a tight end back then.
He got over 1,000 awesome. Yards 3 times. He got over 80 receptions 3 times. And he had 10 touchdowns twice.
Still just great numbers, but not like what we're seeing with Kelce. McClay, tell me why Deshaun Watson almost had as many touchdowns as Russ, even though he was returning from being out for a while and only played 5 games. Because Russ sucked.
Fairly simple answer.
That's what it is, McClain. I can't put it any more clear for you. Russ was bad. Deshaun's a good quarterback.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Deshaun has. 35 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Welcome back into The Hull Show. Cables Pub and Grill, as Angel brought up, it's the place to go. You're thinking about grabbing some late lunch, maybe heading out there now looking for a spot. I've got it for you. Cables Pub and Grill, always great deals going on over there. Saturday, they got the house margaritas for just $4, so check them out. Tell them we sent you here from The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. McClain says Chad Kelly was supposed to be our Brock Purdy. Chad Kelly... If he hadn't done the whole Halloween thing...
What a guy.
Maybe he would have worked out. Yeah. No, he needed the Halloween thing, I think, to become a better... What is he in the... Was he in the... What's he playing in? CFL?
Oh, I have no idea.
He played something.
He played... he actually beat Alabama 1 year.
Chad Kelly?
Yeah. With Ole Miss.
I kind of liked the idea of Chad Kelly. I really did. But Von Miller had to throw a Halloween party. And the rest is history.
I heard this thought the other day. Would you bring back Carmelo Anthony for this Nuggets
to the
team?
Nuggets?
Yep.
What's he gonna average me? Is he? What did he do last? Is he gonna be an 11?
Would you swap Bones for Carmelo?
No. No. But isn't he a free agent?
I think so. I think he was rumored to go back to Houston.
But nobody owns his rights or anything right now?
I don't think so.
I'd re-sign Carmelo Anthony in a heartbeat. I don't know. He wouldn't fit with the starters and all that, but coming off the bench?
Oh, man, he'd be so fun.
I'd take that.
Get him a ring?
Yeah.
Come on, Carmelo, yes. Come on. Come get a ring.
I would do that, absolutely.
You know you could get it. Come on.
I'm the opposite of a lot of the Nuggets fans that listen to the show. They just hate Carmelo. He was a traitor, and he left, and all this stuff. He was going to leave as a free agent. You know, he kind of he tipped off the Nuggets that he was going to leave, and they're like, "Fine, we'll trade, get something for you." But I still like Melo saved the franchise. He saved this franchise. He's one of the most important. Before Joker, I thought Melo might be one of the most important, if not the most important Nuggets of. Yes, I'm saying it. Before Joker, he was the most important Nugget ever. He took them out of nowhere. They were the laughing stock of the league. Anyway.
Here's another name I saw floating around. Kenneth Faried.
Oh, I
is
saw
looking
that.
To come back.
He's trying to make
NBA.
A comeback.
Did you bring back the Manimal?
I think the idea of that is really fun.
He was fun to watch.
He was really fun to watch, but how old is he? The older you get, the harder it is to do Manimal type things. If he was a good shooter and he could handle the ball, but he was a Chris Anderson. He was a Birdman.
He's 33.
As much as I liked the idea, man, I love the Manimal. No.
He was playing when I went to my first Nuggets game.
He's fun to watch.
It was 2014.
Where does he rank up there, like, as far as beloved Nuggets players? Is he one of them, or is...
He's one of mine.
Is it kind of a... for like, if you're just looking at the big picture of the Nuggets, is he in it?
I think so.
He's just kind of one of those characters. mask. I mean, Chris Anderson.
That in-between era between Carmelo to Jokic had a lot of interesting characters there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even way back, you had Birdman, who was a big part of the Nuggets. He had two stints, I think, with the Nuggets. Nene, Kenyon Martin. Those were the Melo days. And then in between the Melo, you had the Gallinari. I tell you what, I take Gallinari over all those guys you just mentioned.
Really?
He's hurt right now, so let's get him healthy. I'd take Gallo coming off the bench for Denver right now. I would love to get that deal done. I might even consider Bones for that. I was a big Gallo guy. But he could still play. He could shoot, drive, get fouled, get to the free throw line. I don't think his defense was that great back then, but I felt bad because Gallo was pretty good for Denver. Those were his best years as far as just being an individual player. Those were his best years. We'll see. Do I have to take a bottom of the hour break? I don't know where we are in the clock. Okay, we're good? We're good.
Should be, yep. According to my notes, yes.
Dixon says Shannon Sharp is Kelsey's rhymes with Lilo. Nope, Stitch. Hooligan, Dixie is a fan of Chiefs King Dumb. And then he spelled out the word dumb.
Dixie.
Hooligans. Chiefs King Dumb. What else we got? First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Well, who are you guys liking? I know Dixon's going with the Chiefs, obviously. It's going to be tough. I haven't made my picks official just yet, so I'm still kind of working on that. Got to get to it. I like talking about historic Nuggets teams, though. That's fun for me. Thinking about all these different players, would they make sense? Should they just give it up? It'd be kind of cool to see a Carmelo Anthony back on the bench.
It would just be a perfect send-off for him. It
really would.
Go back to the team you started with, win a ring, and then retire.
I wonder what George Karl would think of that, who still follows the Nuggets very closely.
George Karl is very active on Twitter.
He is extremely active on Twitter. Do you think he would like the idea of Melo being back? He wanted to keep Melo. I mean, he was fighting to keep him.
Could Malone handle Carmelo?
Now he could. Melo got a lot tamer in the latter years of his career with the Nuggets. And maybe Chauncey helped with that. There were some rough times with Melo. Remember the, I don't know if you, when he got suspended for all those games? Because they had the fight with the Knicks. Melo went behind, I don't remember who he hit. I don't know if he connected. He swung at a guy and then he backpedaled like the length of the floor. He swung, backpedaled. Did he actually connect? I don't think he connected. But they suspended him for a lot of games. And that was a rough stretch. That was a rough stretch for the Nuggets, really. At that point in time, that was a weird time for Denver. I would take, but you know, just looking at some of those guys that are still playing in the league, it's kind of crazy, though. Quite a few of those guys are still kind of around. Kenneth Faried wanted to make a comeback. If he could shoot a little bit better in his prime, then I'd say, yeah, let's go for it. But all right, 46 minutes after the hour. Angel, we got the picks. The picks coming up next for the NFC and AFC championship game. So we're looking forward to that. Don't go anywhere. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's time to make our picks. Here, Brady Hall.
Okay. It's time to make our picks. Here's me. Didn't really need the intro there, did we? Am I going first or you? We got two games to pick from. So you want me to go first?
You can go first. It's your show.
Okay, 49ers, Eagles. Philly is a 2.5-point favorite. They've, you know, kind of been rolling all year, 14-3, but then, whoa, 49ers come out of nowhere. Even though they can't figure out the quarterback position, doesn't matter. They're really good, and Brock Purdy suddenly was okay. More than okay. Right, better than okay. Above average. Can Brock Purdy keep it going? Christian McCaffrey said there's zero chance that he's not playing in this game. Everything about the Niners has been great. The one concern they had was quarterback, and it worked out. I think Brock Purdy finally comes back down to earth. I really do. I like the Eagles to cover -2.5. Angel?
I like the 49ers to cover 2.5, but they do not win.
Oh, that's tight. That's a tight little window right there. So you got the Niners to cover, but not win.
Yep.
Okay. And then the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
All right. In the second game, AFC Championship. Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs, -1 spread. This spread's been all over the place all week. Bengals 3-0 against the Chiefs the last three matchups. Joe Burrow apparently owns Patrick Mahomes, apparently. He owns the stadium. Joe
Burrow is
the king of all the NFL. I'm not buying it. Chiefs reestablish themselves. They get back. Patrick Mahomes, one-legged, no legs, whatever. He's still the best quarterback in the league. And the Chiefs win it by more than 7.
Ooh! Not only do they cover, but they win by more than a touchdown. All right. This is tough. Am I 3 down? Am I 3 down?
Yep.
I don't know if I can... You know what? I'm just going to worry about the records. Just worrying about the records right now. I've gone against the Bengals a lot. And they always... They always make me regret it. Always. Going back to last year, all the way into the Super Bowl. Luckily, I picked them to lose the Super Bowl. That was the only thing that I finally got right with Cincinnati. Joe Burrow has made me a believer. A Burrow lever. No, it doesn't work. Burrowhead. Now that works. I just... The Chiefs, it concerns me with Patrick Mahomes and the high ankle sprain, and that's going to slow him down. I really think it will slow him down. I have got this one. I've gone back and forth with so much. Eagles easier for me for some reason. I don't know. I just don't believe in Mr. Irrelevant for a really long-term plan. But with the Chiefs Bengals, man, I could see this going so many ways. That spread, I think the wise guys can see this going so many ways. The spread has been up and down, left and right. At home, but that doesn't seem to affect the Bengals. The weather, it's going to be chilly. 35. Is that going to... Bengals don't care. Chiefs don't care.
They just played in a snow game.
Yeah, they don't care. Weather's not an issue for these two teams. How bad is the high ankle sprain for Kansas City? And that's my biggest concern. But not that big of a concern. I like the Chiefs to cover -1. I don't know if it's a blowout, but I think the Chiefs... Whether Mahomes is really banged up on that, I just think they have a good enough staff around them, coaching staff, and good enough weapons. Juju Smith-Schuster has been kind of nice for Mahomes, a nice, not replacement, but at least add-on for Kansas City. So that's been there we go. So I like the Eagles to cover the -2.5. You like the Niners to cover, but to lose. I like the Chiefs to cover 1, and you like the Chiefs to cover -1. But are you throwing a little extra on there? Like them to win by the touchdown?
Yeah, I'd say 6.5.
Okay. I'll probably still give that to you, even if they don't, because you're going to cover. You don't have to get too nitpicky. It's hard enough in this business to pick games. Lord knows I know that. Right? Last place, Chiefs. But I do like the Chiefs and Eagles in the Super Bowl. And there we go. Andy Reid will have a story. That'll do it for us. Have a wonderful weekend. Good night, Northern Colorado.